It is time for sports, and I think one of the lead stories in sports is the fact that Urban Meyer has been selected to be the next head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. They've got the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. It looks like they've worked out a deal. Of course, if you say Urban Meyer, he's coming back to coaching. He stepped down at Ohio State back in 2018 at the end of the season due to health issues. He has no NFL experience. He's been serving as a Fox Sports College football analyst before taking the job. So that is that. Now, in other sports, well, there's a couple of things that we can talk about. And that is Odell Beckham has made a prediction. Odell Beckham, who hasn't played for most of the year, and by the way, he hasn't played. The Browns have done better. Odell Beckham Jr. says, don't be surprised when the Browns win against the Chiefs on Sunday. He doesn't think it's going to be easy sledding for the defending Super Bowl champions. Now, remember, this is Odell Beckham we're talking about. He's basically saying that that the Cleveland Browns are going to defeat Kansas City this weekend. So we'll actually see if that happens. But like I said, Odell hasn't played much this year. And strange, it seems from the time he's been out to now, they've been playing better. Oh, well. Let's bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, yeah, Odell has predicted a Cleveland victory this weekend.
Who cares what he says? His words mean as much as Joe Biden. They don't mean nothing.
All right. Jaguars have hired Urban Meyer as their next head coach.
I guess his heart condition's gone.
Yeah.
He had that heart condition, terrible health, has to leave Florida just in time to avoid a scandal. And now he's good enough to coach in the NFL. The number is 2. You want to know what 2 means?
What?
How many seasons until he's fired?
Or quits. Or moves on.
Quits. He don't wait to get fired because he don't want to blemish. So yeah. he'll come up with, maybe he'll have COVID. He'll have to quit.
No, but that's the whole thing. You can't claim it, he's a good coach, but it seems when it gets too much for him for some reason. I don't know.
It's called weak-minded individual.
All right. Well, anyways, I think you're right on that thing. Now, the Jets have hired a new head coach, Robert Saleh.
Like Jerry Seinfeld said on one show, poor bastard.
He was the defensive coordinator
for the
49ers. I guess they're hiring a complete unknown to most people.
Here's a team that can't score a point. So you go out and get a head coach that's a defensive coordinator. Excellent move. Typical Jets. Four or five more years of losing. Let's see how W.C. Fields does as quarterback with the Jets next year.
That was a shocker to me to hear that. How about in the NBA, James Harden being traded to the Nets?
Is he eligible for Social Security?
I know.
The Nets have a team of injured old people. They were good at one point. Let's see how they're doing now. I actually looked at the NBA standings the other day because you hear all this talk about the Nets and how good they are. They're 6-6. They're not 11-1. They're 6-6. Good, they got James Harden. Maybe 3 people can go watch the game now. I don't think it's going to make a difference. But I don't know that much about the NBA, I know these guys they're getting are old and were injured.
Now, here's the funny thing about James Harden. He just opened up a restaurant in Houston, okay? And on Yelp, he got a 1% favorable review.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with the restaurant.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with the restaurant as well.
He should open one up in Brooklyn. It'll probably get a 10 out of 10 if that's how high Yelp goes.
It's pretty amazing.
He should do that. He should open one in Brooklyn. This way it'll counteract.
All right. So now, the Nets are only one game better than the Knicks. The Knicks are 5-7.
You hear how bad the Knicks are. You hear how good the Nets are, and there's a one-game difference.
All right.
I can tell you how good one team is in New York and how bad the other team is, though.
Yeah.
The Islanders are very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I was going to go on.
Rangers
to,
suck.
Yeah, I went. I was going to go on to that. Yeah, the first game.
They stink.
NHL is back.
They couldn't score a goal in a soccer net. Awful. The Rangers are terrible. And I watched the Islander feed because this way you don't have to listen to the Al Jazeera Ranger announcers talk. They're as bad as the Yankees. The Islander announcers are pretty much even, believe it or not. The Rangers are terrible. The Rangers are absolutely terrible. They have nothing to build on. Their goalie is weak. They have no defense. And like I said, they couldn't score in a soccer net. The Islanders came out strong, put the pedal to the metal, and went up 3-0 before you can blink an eye, and then they just put it on cruise control for the rest of the game because the Rangers were just outclassed. The Devils, they managed to go to overtime with Boston. I think Boston Boston might have had a few beverages before the game, went to overtime and beat the Devils. I think just Boston played down to their level yesterday. I think they play each other again soon up in Boston, and I think the Bruins will bury the Rangers, the Devils at that point. The Islanders play the Rangers again tomorrow night. So if people are angry with my words, we'll see how good the Rangers do tomorrow night. My bet is that they're going to get spanked again.
Okay. Let's go on to the weekend of football, which is in front of us. The NFL weekend of championship games. On Saturday, it's the Rams versus the Packers and the Ravens versus the Bills.
Yep.
I will take the Packers and the Bills.
Me too. Same thing. Nothing different there.
Yep. On Sunday, it's the Browns against the Chiefs and the Buccaneers against the Saints. I will take the Chiefs against the Browns, and I will take two quarterbacks that are set to retire, even though they're not playing like it, and I like both. I guess I'll have to go with. I think the Saints. You know what? I'm going to go with the Buccaneers on this one.
I did the same thing, yeah. So we're on all four same games.
Yeah, I think
I'm not betting against Brady.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. How can you bet against the guy? He's 40.
And I might have taken Cleveland until Motormouth said Cleveland's going to win. So I'll take Beckham's advice, and I'll take Kansas City.
You've got Brady. How can you bet against a guy who's 42?
I'm not.
And plays like he's 30, and even Drew Brees is 40, and he plays like he's you know, these two guys are really amazing.
In the modern NFL, where quarterbacks don't get hit and wide receivers run free, you could probably play till you're 45.
It's still interesting to see somebody in their 40s, two of them, especially in one game, going at it quarterback, because they're so much different than most of the other players on the team, just simply because of their age. But anyway.
If Montana and Young played today where you couldn't touch the quarterback and Montana wouldn't have banged up his arm from getting hit and Young wouldn't have got his concussions from getting hit, then both guys could play till they're 50 probably.
Right.
The NFL is fantasy football. It's garbage.
All right, any races this weekend?
Big card at Fairgrounds this weekend. A lot of stakes, 3-year-old preps for the Derby. There must be like 6 stakes there this weekend, so I'll cut it down to just a few. We'll go to the 10th race, which is called the Louisiana. It's a grade 3 going a mile and a 16th. The 9-horse Son of Man got beat by 2 lengths by Maxfield, who, in my opinion, will be the best older horse in training as soon as he's all tightened up. Doesn't run against anybody close to Maxfield in this race. Has a pace to run into and should win this 10th race at Fairgrounds tomorrow about 5:25. So take the 9 on top. Horse I'm going to use in the exacta is Dallas Clark's horse, who hits the board 50% of the time or better. Coming out of the Breeders' Cup Classic and the Grade 1 Clark into this Grade 3 at the Fairgrounds is a huge class edge. When last time this horse ran in a Grade 2, ran third, only got beat a length at Keeneland. So I think this horse fits the race perfectly. So 6-9, 9-6 exact the box at Fairgrounds with some win money on Sonny Man. The 12th race is the Silver Bullet Day. This is for two-year-old turned three-year-old fillies that are on the path for the Kentucky Oaks. Couple horses I'm looking out in here. The 9 Sun Path is obviously going to be the favorite off a 12-length win at the Fairgrounds, trained by Brad Cox. Comes in with a bullet work. Definitely have to use this horse in your number. But a couple of unknown horses here that I'm going to use on top, one of these. One is the 8, Little Stitious, trained by Tommy Amos. This horse won by 10 at Dover Downs, which is a lesser track in Kentucky. However, won his last two races, her last two races at Dover Downs, at the Delta Downs in Keeneland. Comes in off a nice work as well. This horse is 8-1. This horse is bred to run by Ghost Zapper out of a quality road mare. This horse gets the acid test, so I'm not going to take 1-5 when I can take probably 6 or 7-1 on Little Stitious. And a real interesting horse here is the 3-horse, Charlie's Penny. This horse has run on the fake track, on dirt, run very well on both, has very good buyers. By a really untapped stud here in race day, trained by Chris Block, this could be any kind of horse. I'm going to take a shot with Charlie's Penny, the 3-horse, to upset in the Silver Bullet Day and use Little Stitious and Sun Path with him. And then the 13th rest is the LeCompte. This is for 3-year-old colts and geldings. In my opinion, the 10, Mandolin, is the best horse in the race, undefeated for Brad Cox. Hasn't gone 2 turns yet, has an outside post. If there's a chink in the armor, that could be it. Horse I'm going to look possibly to upset is down on the inside, again, trained by Dallas Stewart. The 2, Arabian Prince, has run 2 turns twice, both at Churchill Downs, has run decently in both. This horse improves a little bit. This horse is right there, and we know it can go 2 turns, and 6-1 is a nice price. So I'm going to go with the 2, Arabian Prince, on top, and who I think could be the best horse in the race, the 10, Mandolin, in my exacta. But like I said, there's like 6 stake races there this weekend, so Fairgrounds is the place to be. I'll see if Frontier has any cheap flights. Maybe I'll fly down for the day.
All right. Well, if you do, have fun on the flight. If not, have fun on this weekend.
You too. And enjoy your football game.
I'll speak to you on Monday.
You got it. Take care.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.